Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Shemaine Almquist. She is the owner of Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary in Phelan, where they rescue exotic animals. Thank you very much for joining me today, Shemaine. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Stephen.
Now, tell us about the Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary. Where are you located and what's the organization all about?
Well, we're Forever Wild Exotic Animal Sanctuary, and we're located up in the high desert. We're in a town called Phelan. Our address is 8545 Butemere Road. It's a nice little town up here, very spacious for the animals and great weather. We're an exotic animal sanctuary, so what we do is we rescue exotic animals all over the country and give them permanent homes at our facility. And then we offer tours. So we're open to the public like a small zoo, and that helps us continue our efforts of education and the rescuing of the animals.
Can you give us some personal stories behind some of the animals that you have rescued there?
Well, we get animals from all different types of situations. It is a common question that we're asked on how we get the animals, and it could be anything from people making a bad decision and thinking that a tiger would make a great pet for them to have in an apartment. Or it could be a drug bust where they find illegal animals along with other things in the homes that they go and raid. It could be legal owners that find that they are in a situation they can no longer care for their animals. It could be donated animals for educational work. Different types of things, but we are here for the animals. That's our number one concern is to protect, educate, and provide these homes for these animals.
Now, tell us about some of the animals that you have. I know you have several tigers and mountain lions. Run through the list of type of animals that you do have.
Yes, we do have quite a variety of animals. Like I said, we're kind of set up like a small zoo here. So we have everything from our carnivore area, which would include our mountain lions, our leopards, lioness, tigers, servals, bobcats. Then you can go into our middle area, which we have foxes. We have lemurs, we have monkeys, marmosets, capuchins, we have kinkajous. Then we go into like where we have birds of prey, so we have red-tailed hawks, we have a golden eagle, we have Cooper's hawks, and a variety of other animals. And then you can go down to our very small farm animal area where we have a llama, an alpaca, and a rescued horse we've taken in, and also a zonkey.
Okay, now is there one particular story that stands out about one of these animals that have been rescued?
Well, they all have their own uniqueness about them, but I mean, we've had everything from, let's say, Sakaya, one of our tigers. She was severely beaten by a person and used as a photo booth cat in another state. It was a roadside photo booth that this person used her for. She came to us with a lot of problems that we needed to get a lot of veterinary work for her right away. But that was years ago. She's about 17 years old, and we got her about 4 months old. So we get everything from a drastic case like that, from like severe malnutrition, abuse. But then we also will get animals that were very well taken care of, but just situations have changed in their life, and they need somewhere safe to go. So we offer that too. We don't discriminate against young or old. We don't just take young cats or animals. We take the older ones, too. A lot of people will shun away from trying to get the older ones because they know that there's a limited amount of time with them and they may require a lot more vet work, but that doesn't bother us at all. We feel like a life is a life, and we will take any age and any species that needs us.
Okay, I see that you were on Extreme Home Makeover back in 2008. How did that come about?
Well, from what we understand, we had over 200 nominations for our family for the work that we do, because our family did start Forever Wild. Me and my husband started Forever Wild in 1995, and we did drastically see the need for animals that needed a place to go that were permitted animals that were illegal to have on a normal basis. So we have four children, and our children have been raised around our work, and now they're getting to be grown adults, and now they are helping our cause. And so everybody works together with this, and people, our community has seen that and seen how we give back to the community with all the education that we provide to people of all ages. And the events we go to in the community, the school shows that we do for the communities, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, churches, where we try to be in as involved as we can to reach out to let people know what we do and why we do it. And it's a great honor to be working with these animals. It is an extreme blessing. So people see that, they feel that, they know that. And so they gave back to us by, you know, letting Extreme Makeover know that we existed and we needed help, because we do put a lot of time in this. Working with animals is a 24-hour job, 7 days a week. It's not like filing paperwork where you can go away for the weekend and just come back later. It's something that you have to be on call for all the time. And so they picked us, and we're actually celebrating our 10-year anniversary. This January 31st will mark 10 years since we got that knock on the door where Ty Pennington came and said we were chosen. And then a week later, we were moving that bus, and we had this remarkable new start to our sanctuary. And that actually allowed us to be open to the public and do what we do now.
So how do you raise money to care for these animals? Do you take donations? Do you have fundraisers or fundraising events?
Well, we are a 501c3, so that means that we are a nonprofit. So donations are key to us staying alive here at Forever Wild. So we have different ways that we get funding. One is we still do have some people that do send in monetary donations through the mail. You can also follow us on our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and you can follow all of the updates that we do on, like, new rescues, like veterinary care that we're doing, supplies that we need, events that are coming up, shows that we're going to be at, off-site events we're going to be at, all these different things that people can come and be involved with to help. We definitely encourage people to help us with supply drives and things like that through their community that they can do, because supplies are just as important as monetary donations, because then that's less money for us to be putting out the door, and we can focus on doing for the animals improvements and all different types of enrichment and stuff. And then we also have events on site. So we have one coming up on February 9th. We have our annual Valentine's Day event that we'll be having here. We have a food vendor. We end up having sweet vendors, jewelry, perfume, oils, all different kinds of vendors here selling their products. It's a way for people to get things for their loved ones, but also enjoy the environment of being around the animals. We'll have a bounce house and face painting. We'll have an opportunity for people to donate money and create enrichment boxes and bags filled with goodies for the animals so that they can make them, and then we can give them to the animals so they can see the animals being enriched right there in front of them. We're open for the tours. Right now it's 5 days a week, but spring to summer, then we open 7 days a week. So there's many different ways, and the best way is try to stay involved with us through social media, because that will give you the up-to-date now of what's going on here at the sanctuary.
Okay, how can they find you on social media, and do you have a website as well?
Yes, we do have a website. Our website is www.foreverwildexotics.org. And then you can also look us up on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And we have all of our social media. The best one is going to be Facebook, because that's the one that we update to the minute of everything that's going on here. We add videos and pictures and updates of our animals and personal stories and all of that. So if you look us up, Forever Wild, on Facebook and like us and follow us, you can see all the up-to-date information.
Okay, once again, tell us about the event that you have coming up February 9th.
It will be on February 9th. It'll be from 10 to 5, and we will have so many things that are going to be great here. We'll have a taco vendor. We'll have face painting, a bounce house. We'll have vendors selling all kinds of Valentine's-themed things for you to buy your loved ones. And then you get to be around animals, and you get to do, we have extreme feeds where you can pay a little extra, and then you can do extreme feeds where you can actually feed a tiger, a lion, a leopard, a monkey, an alligator, a fox, all these different animals, you can actually have the opportunity to feed them, and people really enjoy that. That's like a really once-in-a-lifetime like type of event for them.
Certainly. Now, well, give us your address again.
It is 8545 Butte Mir Road, and we are in the town of Phelan. We are on a dirt road, but don't worry. It is one of the better dirt roads up here, and we've had everything from VW Beetles all the way up to big trucks coming up our road, including we had the big bus. So anything can get up here, and it's a great day to spend with your family.
Okay, Shemaine Almquist, owner of Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary in Phelan, where they rescue exotic wild animals. So thank you once again for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.